calling all powerful women. Yes, that's you, girl. I want you to mark your calendar for the next Know Your Power Women's Retreat. It's going to be April 19th through 21st in Austin, Texas. Ladies, the last retreat was truly the most incredible experience because I was able to witness women from all walks of life come together as sisters, ditch limiting beliefs, build unwavering confidence, and unlock their true potential. You might be in a place right now where you feel lost in your purpose. You're constantly talking down to yourself. You have big dreams, but you're scared to act on them. Maybe you even feel lonely in your journey. This experience is carefully crafted for you. We provide a safe space for you to connect with other like-minded women and evolve into the powerful woman I know you to be. So if you're listening to this right now and something inside of you is pulling you to go to this retreat, there's a reason for it. Click the link down below to secure your spot today. I can't wait to see you there. Now, let's get into today's episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the Know Your Power podcast. I am your host, Kendall Aaliyah.
And I'm Julia Renee.
And today we are talking about the transition from restrictive eating to intuitive eating.
Bruh.
What?
That's all I gotta say.
I want to start with like identifying what intuitive eating actually is. And there's a lot of definitions out there and also a lot of opinions out there and like different viewpoints and blah, blah, blah. This I took specifically from WebMD. Is that the best source? Probably not, but it's like the first one that came up. So, and they did a decent job compared to some other ones I saw. So they identify it as intuitive eating is a simple idea. It means that you make peace with all types of food. Unlike traditional diets that restrict or ban certain foods, intuitive eating requires you to stop looking at food as good or bad. Instead, you listen to your body and eat what feels right for you. You might think this means just eating whatever you want, anytime you want. That's not the case. Experts say that intuitive eating means tapping into your body's natural ability to tell when you're hungry or satisfied. When you eat intuitively, you also let go of the idea that you need to lose or gain weight so you can look a certain way. The idea is to help you focus on food that works best for you and your overall physical and mental health.
That slaps.
That was a lot.
that slayed.
I thought they explained it really well. Essentially, yes. The way I view intuitive eating is learning to reject like all of the learned diet culture. Food is bad. Food is not fuel anymore. It's just a means of lurking a certain way. Looking a certain way, and instead like embracing your body and embracing and trusting yourself to know when you're full, when you're hungry, and like that food is good for you.
Like what you need.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear my definition?
Sure.
Intuitive eating is irregular eating.
Yeah. You said regular?
Is just eating.
Yeah, it's just eating.
And what's crazy is like, I've talked about this before, and well, both of us have, because both of us have had like, I just want to do trigger warning also for like any EDs or anything like that, because what I notice is that we talk about it so freely on here that I we're so comfortable with talking about it. Like I forget, and I want to apologize for that too.
Yeah.
Because I know that people are still on their healing journeys, and it's a very sensitive topic. And I know I was very sensitive too. Mm-hmm. So we're coming from a place of like knowing that we have had so many struggles with learning how to just listen to our body again.
Oh yeah.
Because I feel like intuitive eating is just eating. Like when we're born, we eat when we're hungry. We stop when we're full. We don't think about the calorie count, what people think about it. We don't think about like changing our physiques or anything like that. We just eat, you know? And then like we have all this learned behavior through like the diet culture and like how, when we start like recognizing our bodies and we're like, should I change this? Is this bad or whatever? And you're right. Like, I love that it mentioned in that definition that it's like ditching all of those like learned behaviors and just going back to our baseline, you know?
I think that's why it has the term of like intuitive eating instead of just like eating regularly. Yes. It's because we have to unlearn so many things. Yes. So yeah, definitely a trigger warning. And I'm going to be talking mostly in this front half about like the things I did in my past. And then we're kind of moving into like all the positives.
Yay.
So if you want to just like fast forward to a certain timestamp, I'll try to add it actually to the YouTube video. That way, if it is something that triggers you to talk about restrictiveness, you can just skip to the intuitiveness of it all. So the first thing is acknowledging, or I'm going to kind of talk about it in the sense of like how I went from restrictive to intuitive. So a lot of this is like first person, but obviously can be applied to anyone. So I had to start with acknowledging my current eating behaviors and why I viewed food the way that I did. So like you were saying, things we learned or were taught or were caught, or the way we viewed ourselves, or what we found online at like a young age that we thought hold to be true. And all of these just bad habits. So I'm someone for a lot of my childhood would use food as like a means of like punishment, where if I didn't like how I was looking or if I overeat, I would then restrict myself even more. And then I had gotten obviously into bodybuilding, and that was like a false sense of like control again, because now I was following a meal plan. I was tracking my calories. I was being quote unquote healthy, especially from an outside point of view, that I didn't realize I still held a lot of these like negative beliefs about food and still saw it as like a means of just looking a certain way and not as fuel or not as good for me.
You just went from one way of doing it to like another way.
To like a glorified way.
And that's what like we do as humans, is like we take like one bad habit that's not serving us and like we'll put it somewhere else and like morph it and camouflage it. And we're like, yeah, it's great.
Exactly.
Though I and did something very similar.
Eventually it caught up to me, and we've talked about BED on this podcast before, and I'm not going to get like super into it, but that's the time in my life where it was like a reality check of like, you're relationship with food and yourself and how you view food is it's destroying you. It has complete control over you. And that was kind of that switch in my brain where I said, I want to have control over how I view food instead of letting it control me. So that's what made me go, I need to change. I need to switch up. I need to not follow a meal plan, not track my calories, not read every nutrition label, all of these things that I've been so conditioned to do. It was finally time to break. So that's the first thing I had to do, was looking at like, why did I get this way? Or like, why do I view food as this negative thing or this scary thing? Why am I afraid to eat? Or then I overeat and I feel bad, when really I should just be listening to my body, which is like the root of intuitive eating. So it all started with just self-reflection, basically.
Yeah. And I feel like too, this can come from a number of different things. Like when you're really sitting down and thinking about, where did this come from? Like thinking about like your childhood and how it, like food was viewed, you know. One of the things that's, I know culturally, like in an Italian family, because I'm half Italian, half Hispanic, Italian and Hispanic is like, you clear your plate type of thing, which like I get that. It's like, which it also like encourages like you to eat food, but it's also encouraging you to eat past the point of being satisfied. You know what I mean? But then there's also like, you know, I know a lot of women that I have spoken to like in my community and like on Instagram and social media, like their moms would talk about food in a certain way, and maybe not in the best way, that made them feel guilty about having certain things or eating a certain amount of food. So all of those things really go into it too. I know a lot of people also had this when they were like in middle school and high school, when you started like being around other women that started like noticing their bodies. And maybe we've all maybe can remember one of those times where like we didn't really notice anything that was wrong about our body like at all. And then that moment where like maybe you see somebody else worrying about it, and then you're like, maybe I should worry about that too.
I feel like social media
has
made this a million times more prevalent, because like I remember being like 12, 13 and like seeing these like really thin models or like whatever, right? And it was just like at my fingertips, and then you're so able to compare yourself to them, and then you're able to like have these websites that are like, oh, eat like Bella Hadid for a day, right? And like, we're not built the same, we don't look the same, we're not like, I'm never gonna look like that, and she's never gonna look like me. Why, like, I don't know, it's so easy to get like all wrapped up in caring about what other people are doing instead of actually listening to your body. And like, like what you were saying, I had such messed up like hunger and satisfied cues. I never felt full anymore because my body was just like in such a weird state. And I also never ate when I was hungry. I ate on like certain times because I had to fit certain meals into my day, if that makes sense. Like I remember even in competing, in my off seasons, I was like force feeding myself because I was trying to get enough protein. Like, it definitely goes both ways. And I just never had a good relationship with food. And that's what I went into this journey with. And I feel like if you're someone who's watching this because you're like, I want to learn how to intuitive eat, I want to kind of go on this journey that like you've been on or whatever, just remember, like, look at the why of like why you want to go into this. And so many things we do, if you don't know why you're doing something, you're going to lose sight of it, and it's not going to be good for you long term. So just like, reflect on yourself, realize, oh, I want to make this change for me personally. It was because I didn't want to have, or I wanted to have control over my food again. I wanted to heal my relationship with myself. And these are all things I couldn't do if I was letting meals or food take over my entire brain every day.
And not be so food focused to where like it's the only thing that you think about. And I've been there too, where like you wake up and it's like you're thinking about like either when you're going to eat, how much you're going to eat, or how little you're going to eat. Like it really just consumes your brain. And the one thing that I actually realized this morning, because I just started realizing that this prep has been the less food focused that I have ever been, where like I almost like forget that I need to eat, which for me is a good thing because of how many years I have been just like thinking about it so much. Yeah. So I'm like, that's actually kind of cool that like I don't forget to eat. Like I do eat, but like I'm not thinking about it for the complete like 2.5 hours between each meal or 3 hours, whatever. Yeah. And it all has to do with just being more present. And that's what intuitive eating is
so
being present in what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you're being present in what you're doing, then you don't have time to be food focused. Unless you're eating food, then you're being present with your food. You know, it just comes down to that.
I think it was 2 weeks ago, the episode we did on our relationship with ourselves. And like, I feel like that ties in with this episode so well, because the same way I was always in my head about like, how do I look? How am I acting? All these things. I was also constantly thinking about food and meal timing and all these things, where again, I wasn't present in my situations or like in my conversations with people or whatever. Like, it really can consume your life. So hopefully by listening to this, we can help you at least take like a little step back from that and start like freeing yourself from those thoughts, because it can be overbearing. If that's all you think about all day, you're so not present and you're not focused on like what really matters. Like, food really doesn't matter as much as we think it does, as far as like controlling us. Yeah. Second step. So after like reflecting on, I went into educating myself on intuitive eating, because like you hear this word thrown around and you hear people say, oh, it's just regular eating. But when you're so far gone, you don't know what regular eating is.
How?
Exactly. I'm like, I don't know how to just eat when I'm hungry. I don't know how to like feel full, like all these things that you have to like relearn and reteach yourself.
Especially because you spent so much time maybe eating past the point of being satisfied and then also spent a lot of time with not eating when you're hungry. It's like you've done both of them, so now your hunger cues are like, bro, they're fried, we don't know what to do.
I feel like a lot of learning about intuitive eating isn't just like what you're eating, but also why. And I feel like the biggest thing I learned through educating was like, food is fuel. You need certain foods. You crave certain things because your body needs it, and you need to listen to that. And it took me a while to finally tap into like, why am I actually craving Sour Patch Kids? Oh, because I have no sugar in the rest of my diet. So of course my body is like, sugar, please, sugar, please. Okay, I'm going to start eating fruit in the morning. And that like initially just started satiating those cravings that I always deemed as like negative or bad, or I would give into them and then feel shame about. Instead, I just like decided to tap into those like little cues and just listen to your body. And I know that sounds like so much easier said than done. Like, it really is a long process. I want to say it took me like probably a year of conscious effort and like cautious, oh my gosh, I can't talk today, decision making before it became like second nature and then just became intuitive eating. Like, I had to practice intuitive eating.
Yeah, which I feel like when you're first getting started, that's definitely what you have to do, because you've been conditioned to do either of these things, over restrict or just eat whatever you want. And one thing I hear people say a lot about like intuitive eating is, well, if I were to intuitively eat, I would eat burgers and fries all day. But that's, you know, goes against like the actual definition of intuitive eating.
You know? That too. You need to be like conscious of your health in this. It's not like, oh, I'm just throwing caution to the wind and eating whatever I want. Like, that still develops those negative habits and like negative viewpoints of food. Like, it's about tapping into like, why do you need these foods? I'm deficient in certain vitamins. I need more vegetables in my diet. I need more meat in my diet, whatever that looks like for you. And it's just about like finding that out. And obviously I had like the background of bodybuilding, so I knew about calories. I knew roughly what I was eating every day. It was about kind of like, I guess, getting rid of that control of having to weigh everything out and track everything and make everything perfect. Like, it was embracing being imperfect. And one of my favorite quotes, because I was doing some research while writing this, because I did research probably 2.5 years ago when I first started intuitive eating. And now, like I said, I don't think about it. So I had to kind of go back and be like, okay, what are some viewpoints? And my favorite thing I found was that in this like education process is, give yourself unconditional permission to eat. Because it is so easy to not allow yourself to eat or to view things in such a negative way. It's almost like just rehealing that relationship with yourself of like, hey, you can eat this because you're hungry. Hey, you're craving that, have some of it. Mm-hmm. Instead of making this like a whole big deal and then you end up back in that cycle of negativity.
Yeah.
Another thing in all of this is I notoriously have very bad gut health, and I had a lot of bloating issues, a lot of like inflammatory issues. I would often like gain weight without eating extra calories because my body would just get inflamed and I would just like hold a lot of water or just feel awful all the time. And in the journey of intuitive eating, I realized a lot of my gut and health issues, and this might be you too out there, were coming from these quote unquote diet foods. A lot of like sugar-free foods or a lot of like the zero calories, the zero carb, all of those things were what was causing my bloating, mm-hmm. because a lot of those things are processed. Things aren't naturally sugar-free. Things aren't naturally calorie-free. You know what I mean?
Me, on the other hand, my stomach is like a garbage disposal and I can basically
take all of it.
Kind of eat anything and it's fine. But what I did notice is that when I'm getting closer to a show and like my food is very, very clean, mm-hmm. only then will I actually feel the effects of like an energy drink or like a zero sugar, like root beer or something. Like, because I've been like so clean and I've stripped all these other things out, that's when I'll start to feel that. And just now I don't feel it because I'm not as like stripped down with like the processed things. Mm-hmm. So that's just one thing to think about as well.
Yeah, how I feel like honestly doing like a caffeine detox and things like that is also so important because you don't know how those things are affecting your body or affecting your hunger and fullness cues. Sure. I'm someone, if I drink an energy drink, I'm then not hungry for like hours. So those are things to just like keep in mind. And as you test the waters of like what foods you react really well to or what foods you don't, like just keep those things in mind too, that like a lot of those like, I don't know. I used to eat a ton of protein bars and like Quest cookies. And I just like realized now how bad that was affecting my digestive health. And so I wasn't able to digest things like vegetables and meat properly because my body was like struggling digesting the thing from earlier.
I'm still trying to digest that thing from last week, man. It's slobbed in my tummy.
The next step I took, so now like I've reflected, I've educated, and now I'm like ready to actually like move on with this and like start implementing things. Before actually making any changes with my diet, I had to develop the relationship with myself first and the trust with myself first, because so much of intuitive eating is trusting yourself, trusting your literal gut and listening to like what you need and what you want. And if you don't trust yourself, if you don't have a good relationship with yourself and you can't check in with yourself and be honest with yourself, it is impossible to make any changes outwardly.
Because then when you feel like a hungry or satisfied and you don't trust it, then you won't listen to it, because maybe you're like on your period. And they've actually done a lot of research on why women crave chocolate during like your period. Mm-hmm. And it has, I think it has something to do with iron.
It's and magnesium typically.
Yeah. And it's just so interesting, like to hear that certain foods mean that we're lacking in some sort of area. Like for me, I know that when I need more iron, I always want steak.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like I always want steak. Like it's crazy. I'm like, I need something bloody.
That's like one of those things that in the past I would have been like, oh, but steak's too fatty or steak's too this or too high calorie, or okay, I'll give myself a small portion. And it's like, now I'll just get a steak, the size steak I want. I'll eat as much of it as I want and I'll save the rest for later if there's any leftovers. Like it's about not restricting yourself in those moments too.
And I feel like all of us, I feel like at least at one point in our lives have said something like, oh my God, I just need a really good meal. Mm-hmm. Like we've all said that at one point where maybe we go way too long without eating. We've all done that. Like we have some sort of event thing to go to and you come home, or you've been traveling for a long time and you've been eating very like, you know, off because you're sporadic, not in your routine. And we've all said that. Kendall and I have said that to each other after like a long day of like doing podcasts and traveling. We say like, we just need a good meal. Mm-hmm. That is a really small sign of intuitive eating. Like, you know that you need like a good carb source, you need a good protein source, you need a good serving of veggies. Like that was when I would say that, and I was struggling really, really hard with intuitive eating, when I would say that, that was my little glimmer of hope that like I did kind of know a little bit deep down what my body needed.
Yeah. And typically we do, it's just hard to tap into that. Again, it's all unlearning behavior. And I think the biggest thing, especially in this part of like developing your relationship with yourself through this, is just being nice to yourself. It like I spent so much of my life beating myself up for every decision I made, especially about food. Like I could eat a lot and then feel guilt, or I could eat not enough and then feel like embarrassed, or like just all of these negative connotations with it. And it's all about just giving yourself grace and realizing your body's probably going to change. If you're going from someone who has been tracking calories, being perfectly on a meal plan for years, or if you're someone who has been like overeating for years, and now you transition into like this healthy, balanced lifestyle, your body's probably going to change. Mm-hmm. And again, just going back to that, like, why are you doing this? Oh, you're relieving a lot of your mental stress, a lot of your concerns and worry, and you're going to be freeing yourself from those ties. It's easy to start seeing your body change and go, oh, this isn't worth it. I'm going to go back to the meal plan I was on. But I think it's just about like seeing it through and getting to a healthy place. Cause I feel like I'm at a point now in intuitive eating where I could follow a meal plan for like a month or two, and I could do a prep if I wanted to. And I don't think I would view food the same way I did because I'm on that other side now, if that makes sense.
Have you ever, do you know who Stephanie Buttermore is?
Yes.
Have you ever, did you ever see her series
when she went
ago,
all in?
The All In series. Yes. So for her, because she was a competitor like back in the day, and for her all-in series, like, how would you explain it?
So it's like an actual approach for people who have like, she had gotten to the point where she had no like food satisfaction cues. Like she was never satiated. She was constantly hungry. And she, the way I found her is because I would love to watch these when I was on prep. She would do these like huge cheat meal days where she would have like 10,000 calories with ease. And she's like a fit person. So it was polarizing.
She's very petite too. Yeah. She's very petite.
And she realized after like a point of doing these that like it might've been a problem. And I know she has like, I think she's like a scientist. She was like in school when I used to watch her. So I'm assuming she has like some sort of high intelligence degree now and could speak to it way better. So just go watch the series. But basically she realized like something was off with her body and she had to do this journey where I think it was like 6 months to a year, maybe even more, where she went all in and she allowed herself to eat whatever she wanted every single day. Yeah. And that's hard because she watched her body gain weight. And I'm only saying this because I watched like the whole series
and she
had done.
She talks about like how hard it was to see herself change and like she got swollen, but she also spent so many years before that like really really being so detailed on what she could and could not eat. She came from a competitor's like life, like lifestyle in the past too, and she said, I think one of the episodes I remember her saying that she started realizing that she should probably do this all in type of thing because all she would look forward to was those cheat days. Like that's all that she would look for. And that's another way of being like super consumed with food, you know, like it's all that you think about, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I guarantee now, like she gets to just live her life and not be so wrapped up in I'm so hungry or I'm never full or just all these things she was dealing with. And she had to eat so many calories every day to get to a point of feeling satiated. And sometimes you need to do that. Like I was so out of touch with what being full felt like that some of my meals were like huge. And it's just about not viewing that in a guilty mindset. Like when I had BED, I would have those big meals and then I would feel shame and restrict and go through that cycle. It's just about embracing it and being like, hey, I'm hungry and I'm gonna eat this meal and that is okay. And then I'm gonna eat a meal later too. I'm not gonna restrict myself or like make this my one meal of the day. It's just like, it's so freeing, but it also is so challenging. So yeah, just like tapping in with that, like, be nice to yourself. This is a whole journey. It's a whole process. Once you're on the other side of like going through that initial like switch of how you view food, it is so easy. Like now I just eat what I want. I don't overthink it. I don't overeat. I eat if I'm hungry. I eat whatever I'm in the mood for without it being like this whole big deal, you know?
True.
The next thing is gradual implementation.
Implementation.
Implementation. I can't talk today, I swear.
It is crazy. That's a hard word.
My cramps, whatever.
Your cramps be talking.
Yeah, I swear. Starting incorporating, that's the word I was looking for, intuitive eating practices into your daily life. And doing this gradually is a lot easier because you get to just like change one thing at a time instead of like completely uprooting everything you've been doing for years. This is going back to like what I was saying before about I stopped weighing my food. I think that was the first thing I did.
Yeah.
Instead of weighing my food, I also like deleted my fitness pal and I stopped weighing my food and tracking my calories. Again, I came from a bodybuilding background, so I still knew roughly what I was eating. Most of my meals, even to this day, are still like vegetables, rice, chicken. Like I still eat kind of like a bodybuilder. It's just not about weighing out every single grain of rice or caring about how many carbs are in my vegetables, just like little things like that were kind of my first habit changes. Mm-hmm. And then I think the most freeing one, which is so funny, was I used to look at every nutrition label ever. Mm. Anything I would buy, anything I would eat, anything, anyone could hand me something and I would like Google what the calories were on it because I always wanted to like, I thought that's what control was. I thought that was like understanding what I was eating when in reality that was like a, I guess like less mindful way of restricting myself is by knowing how much I'm intaking. And then I was always conscious of, oh, well, I had that bite of that person's burger earlier. So that was probably this amount of calories, just all of these little things that used to consume me. Mm-hmm. That was probably the biggest step was like, I don't look at nutrition labels anymore besides seeing if it has gluten in it.
Yeah, it's true.
Still need to keep that part.
Still need to make sure we don't get inflamed.
Yeah, that's the goal. So I think those are like the biggest things I changed in the beginning. Again, keeping my diet still like relatively normal. Like you were saying before, people go, oh, I'm going to intuitive eat now. I'm going to have burgers and pizza and all these crazy foods. I keep my current plan and everybody is different. Your approach is going to be different. I eat how I used to eat and in forms of like the vegetable, rice, chicken, turkey, beef, whatever, like very simple meals all week. And then Saturdays I'll have one cheat meal and then get back on my plan. Like that is the only thing that changed. And even in those cheat meals, like I no longer look at how much I'm eating. If I want a whole pizza, I'm going to have a whole pizza and I'm chilling. Like I'm not overthinking it or tracking those calories or like staying within a set amount of calories, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And that's so freeing too.
It is. It's so nice. I understand that you're in prep and the bodybuilding lifestyle is like has its own structure to it, but there's something so nice about being on the flip side. And now I know if I did a prep, I would view it so differently.
Yeah.
Instead of going into my preps in the past with these like negative headspace and viewing it as like a fake sense of control instead of having like actual control, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Oh yeah, for sure.
The last section is practicing mindfulness. And we've talked about this almost anytime we talk about food and our relationship with food. It's just about being mindful about like what you're eating, why you're eating it, how it's fueling you, how it's being used. It's about almost like meditating through those negative comments that you make to yourself, because if you're going from someone who had a negative relationship with food and now you're eating the foods that you used to feel shame about, those thoughts are still going to come up. You're still going to have them. They're not going to just disappear. It's about like letting them kind of flow through you instead of letting them control you and then create those habits again.
Like having them actually change like what you're doing and just letting them float by like a cloud. And being mindful, like when you eat, it sounds like very simple, but when you've been eating like a certain way for so long and you're overthinking it and, or you're underthinking it where you kind of like go unconscious and you, maybe this is where binge eating starts to like come in. Mm-hmm. But this one was really, I think this one was really hard for me because either I was eating, but I wasn't satisfied because I was bodybuilding prep or I was eating past the point of, so I was doing either or. So I had never practiced like what it was like to be in the middle.
Yeah.
And like this past like year and a half, that's when I actually had time to like practice this. And it was like very simple in the way of like sitting down with your meal, being present with your meal, eating each thing and chewing it and actually like chewing it fully, swallowing it, and then assessing like, how does this food make me feel?
Yeah.
And it seems like very time consuming, but like, this is something that most of us never do. We just eat and we're unconscious. We're watching TV or we're watching like YouTube or like we're on our phone. And this is where the hunger cues can get messed up.
Yeah.
And we are like, oh my God, the bag of chips is gone. I hadn't even realized it. Mm-hmm. So when I first started this journey of intuitive eating, it was a lot of like mindfulness around like when I was actually sitting down with a meal or when I was creating the meal. So I would be like, okay, like, what is my body wanting right now? And I'd like open the fridge, like I'd see what I had. I'm like, okay, there's some berries, you know, there's, I have oats in there. And I was like, okay, I'm kind of crave, like I'm pretty hungry this morning. So I want something that's a little bit heavier. Mm-hmm. So I'd be like, okay, I'm going to have some oats because for me, like in my body, I'm like, I know that that makes me feel very satiated. And I was like, but I also am craving something sweet. I was like, maybe I'll add some berries on top of it and maybe like a tablespoon of peanut butter.
Yeah.
And if I want something like chocolatey, I can mix some protein powder in or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And then going into lunch and being like, I kind of want something a little bit more savory. You know, that's what I'm feeling. And then opening my fridge and seeing like what I had that I can create and actually having that kind of conversation with yourself going into creating a meal.
Yeah.
First, before just like eating, you know what I mean? Having that actual dialogue with yourself. And then when you're sitting down to eat, like being present with that meal.
I feel like our bodies like want that. Like that's what they've been asking for. And we're mm-hmm. choosing to not listen to our body. And instead we're listening to our brain and all these things we were taught or learned or whatever. And I feel like my body's response to intuitive eating was like the opposite of what I thought was going to happen. I thought I was going to like gain a ton of weight and then like have to go through this journey of like then trying to cut back on my calories. And instead my body, in my opinion, looks and feels the best it ever has in the last 2-3 years of intuitive eating, because I feel like I'm finally healthy and my organs are like working properly and my digestive health feels good. And of course I've had my hiccups. We've talked about like me going dairy free this year and discoveries like that, which like things might always come up. But I feel like just in like the terms of listening to your body and feeding it what it wants, like I feel like our bodies know. Like I know it sounds funny, but like once you tap into that and you are like, what am I craving? What do I want to eat? And being mindful of those decisions and being mindful as you eat and how full am I? Oh, that didn't make me full at all. I wonder why. And listening to that and like certain foods that you might digest really well, mm-hmm. like lean into those things. I was someone like, I was talking about the sugar thing before. I was having candy so consistently.
I remember that.
Craving it all the time. And I was like, okay, I need to find an alternative to this so that I can kind of get rid of that little thought in my head that goes, hey, this is bad. So instead, for a while there, every time I craved candy, I would have like dried fruit, which like some people view dry fruit as like a negative because it's like high calorie, high sugar, all these things. And in my head, that was the trade-off I needed to no longer feel guilt around having sugar. And then I was still able to like intake those sugars and give my body what it wanted without having that negative brain side of things. And now mm-hmm. if I want to have candy, I'll have candy and it's not a big deal to me like it used to be.
True.
If that makes sense.
That's awesome.
My candy era. My candy era. That's all I really have. I feel like there's so many details we could go into because there's so many like facets and like things that come up as you are intuitive eating. But I think that's really the start and the core of it is like mm-hmm. healing your relationship with yourself and with food and why you view food certain ways. And it's just all about like unlearning certain things that we have been conditioned to learn for so long mm-hmm. and then rewire your brain, be nice to yourself. I would say that's the biggest thing is just being nice to yourself because I feel like I was so mean to myself for so long pertaining to how I looked and felt and how I view food and all of these things. And as soon as I started giving myself grace, that gave myself the room to actually start making these changes that I wasn't ready to make when I was in that restrictive mindset, if that makes sense.
And it's always like being so like negativing yourself through the thing, it mm-hmm. always backfires. And like giving yourself grace through the thing, it might be a little messy, it might take long or whatever, but sometimes just like pushing and powering through like doesn't really work. Sometimes it has like the opposite effect.
Exactly.
So yeah, you're giving yourself grace is going to like empower you to like keep going and eventually get to that place where you have peace with food mm-hmm. instead of it being like a war all the time.
I really hope everyone listening, if it's something you've been battling, I so hope that like, even if this is just the start of it for you and the first mm-hmm. video you've watched on it, that it does help you go through this journey. Cause I'm telling you, it is so worth it and so freeing. And I just like keep reflecting on the old Kendall and how I viewed certain things and how much it would control me. And it is so nice to not feel like something else, anything else has control over you and that you have control over it, and not like a false sense of control, but like actual control. I feel like real control is no longer caring about something. If that's
like real control is like releasing control.
Yeah. Yeah. Just letting it be and not overthinking it. And it is like a huge battle in the beginning. Yes. I remember everything being so conscious and having to force mindfulness and be like, hey, this is okay. Yeah. This is okay. And eventually it becomes second nature and you realize that your body's responding well and you feel better and you're not.
Yeah.
with overthinking things anymore.
Well, because you have been telling your body to shut up for so long, and like you've been ignoring it. So it's just like now you actually learn how to listen to your body and have conversations with it instead of like when it talks to you, you ignore it.
Yeah.
And it's like you've been quieting the your voice for so long, and now you're like letting it. It's like, hello.
It's so funny.
Hi.
Because recently, like I've talked about doing like a mini cut for summer, and I've been doing cardio, and I keep like updating you guys on the podcast and on Instagram. And I've cut down on my calories a little bit in that process, and I have gained weight. And I think that is proof enough that my body's like, hello, you're not listening to me anymore. You're trying to take control over the situation. I felt so much better when I was just eating freely and not caring about how many calories I was eating. So honestly, I think my next step is going back to that, keeping cardio in there, but just again, eating what I want instead of feeling like I need to cut any carbs or anything like that. I was like, again, just listening to my body. I think it was literally yesterday. And I was like, I just want rice. Like I sat down with like chicken on my plate and veggies, and I was like, all I want is rice. Like it was actually making me like sick. So I just kind of like put everything I had just made back up, and I got a bowl of rice and I ate that, and I instantly felt so much better. And then I had a great workout yesterday because I was fueling my body properly. So it's just little things like that. Like I obviously still lose sight of things sometimes, and it's just about like going back to that, hey, just eat what you want to eat sometimes.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like you're unlearning things that we have spent so long doing a specific way. So that's why it is important to give yourself grace, because just think about how many years have you been in this unhealthy pattern with food, and you're expecting for like in a week for you to be a master at it?
Yeah.
No.
It takes time,
guys.
Yes. But you got this. If you have any specific questions, feel free to like email the podcast, DM me directly, leave a comment. I'll try to respond. Because like I said, there's so many details that I'm just like leaving out. And this is just like, hopefully step number one for everyone.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is all we have for you today.
Thank you for tuning in to the Know Your Power podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend.
And if you feel we deserved it, rate and review the show.
Also, if you have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to shoot us an email at knowyourpowerpodcast@gmail.com.
Bye.